Welcome to another Petishku, a bite-sized chat about current topics. Today, I'm joined by Louise from the Leisure Launch Group. We discuss a place that is very undiscovered, but very, very beautiful. This Petishku is sponsored by the Leisure Launch Group. Louise, how are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm very good. So we decided to do this Petishku a few days ago. Funnily enough, we decided to do it while we were eating Petishkus. Can you remember what we were eating?
Well, actually, I can't. I think it was some cheese, some chorizo, some octopus. It was a lot of things.
Cheese, chorizo. We had some octopus salad. We had
and a strange egg with Marcella.
Eggs.
Yes, eggs with Marcella. Yes,
that. It was actually very good, those eggs with Marcella.
Yeah, well, I chose it. So
I had my doubts, and then because you chose it, but it was actually very good. So I'll give you credit. It was nice.
Yes, sure.
But the location that we had those petishkus is what I want to talk about today. It's a location that a lot of people don't know about here on the Silver Coast. It's something completely different to what most people would have experienced. What is it? What's so special about this location? And we've got the video running here in front of us about this location. What's so special about this location for you?
Well, first of all, for me, it's tradition. It was where I was raised, so where I spent my holidays with my parents. So it has a lot of, it's special for me. But it's a hidden place. It's still not well known. It's nature, it's the beach, it's the village, it's the Portuguese lifestyle, basically.
What makes it, for you, Louise, what makes it so different to the rest of Silver Coast?
It's actually the base of the place. It slows down. The energy is different. It's quiet, it's relaxed. You feel the peace in the air. It's completely different from most of the location, especially the holiday location. And well, now in July that you see a lot of movement, there it's still quiet and relaxed. It's a nice mixture with on the beach, the Portuguese villages, and the nature itself. Because you're all surrounded by the Pinhalleria, which makes it truly special.
I mean, I've just paused it here. This is the Pinhalleria. Tell us more about this forest. For people that don't know, it's a national forest. It's protected land. Tell us a bit about the history.
Well, it's known in Portugal as Pinhalleria. It was planted, I think, by the king, Dom Dinis, when the Portuguese were starting to build up the boats, to discover the world. So it was always a protected area. It's surrounding the full location. We have some particular pine trees, wild pine trees in the forest there. So there's a special mixture about the forest, about all the smells. It's different. It's something that you need to visit. It's completely unique.
This is beautiful, and it's something that can't change. I mean, Louise, you mentioned that you grew up here. This is how you remember it as well, and it'll be the same for generations to come, because they can't do anything here. They can't build.
No, it's a completely protected area. But for us, it's part of the tradition. For us, the Portuguese lifestyle in terms of the holiday, going to the beach was mixed with a picnic. So you always had a roasted chicken at lunch with your parents inside the forest. You used to have a nap there. It was completely different from what you're accustomed to. But it still reminds, if you drive there, if you walk there, you still see a lot of families doing that. It's a very particular tradition for us to go to the beach and enjoy the forest and the nature surrounding it.
It's beautiful. But talking about nature, one of the things that just blew my mind when we were there a couple of days ago, you took us a little bit further north of São Pedro do Moel. We'll speak about São Pedro do Moel in a moment. But you took us a little bit further north of São Pedro do Moel, and we saw some of the most amazing beach and coastline that I've ever seen. I mean, here you can see a little bit of a picture of it. It's just miles and miles of beaches. Tell us about some of your favorite ones in this area.
Well, there's a few spots with it which I truly love, and well, depending on what you feel like doing, you have different options. Well, the first one that I took you guys was to Samoco in Pedras Negras. Talking about, I don't know, about 8 km of sand beach, just surrounded by nature with no construction. The perfect place for you to go for a walk, take a few pictures, enjoy the beach. Then, well, closer to São Pedro, what you guys saw was Praia Velha, which is a beach with a lot of tradition already, very close to the lighthouse, which probably you guys are able to see on the video as well. Then I took you to São Pedro well in Água de Medeiros, which are two beaches which are almost connected one to the other. You can actually walk on the beach along the two of them. It's completely different in terms of what you are accustomed to see on a beach location. Because you're basically surrounded by a village. It's not like a coastal town with a lot of movement. It's quiet. It's places that you still see the typical traditional village of Portugal.
Well, perfect, because that brings me to my next question. A lot of people will think, okay, here's this beautiful beach location, nature, golden sand. I mean, we should maybe call this the Gold Coast, because it's just, I mean, look at that beach there. It's just gold all the way down.
Oh, it's basically 8 km of beach.
It just struck me. It was just amazing. But the next question, which will be the other good thing about Portugal, is where can I have some food? And where can I have a nice drink or a nice coffee? Would be the next question for people.
Well, São Pedro Mel has all the communities that you might look for on a typical Portuguese village, from coffee shops, restaurants, to local supermarkets. You've got police station, you've got pharmacy, but all the services there, but all within a village feeling to it. Mm-hmm. So it makes a huge difference. I actually took you guys to a place that I like to have coffee there. Well, coffee with a view. It's a pastry. Well, first of all, the pastry is amazing, but the most amazing part of there is the views itself. You see São Pedro Mel and Água de Medeiros completely while having a nice coffee.
You can almost see that pastelaria from here. There's the tree.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's just
right
in that little
it.
Road
the
there.
Behind.
Exactly.
That's the one. Pastelaria Arquides, if I'm not mistaken.
Rainbow Coffee Shop. It was great. The pastries were really good. We had a few, and the coffee was amazing. But the view was spectacular.
The view is super.
And this is completely unique. São Pedro do Moel. It's a village unlike any other that we have in the area in terms of the architecture, the feel, the tradition. It's just beautiful.
You need to walk on the place to feel the place. But even if you check it online and you see it on Google Maps, for example, it's even amazing in terms of all the way the village was organized. We're talking about three main circles that complete the area and creates an amazing feel to it. It's something you need to walk in it and to experience. You need to feel the smell of the ocean, all of it.
And then as something that we're seeing here, Luis, which has just popped up on the video, I'm going to go back a little bit here, is this bike track joins everything together. All of those beaches that you spoke about, the forest, these little villages, is connected with this wonderful bike track.
Yes, well, the bike track goes all along from Nazaré until Figueira da Foz, if I'm not mistaken. Something like more or less 60 km. It's an amazing cycling track to do. You can, leave the cycling track and visit the different beaches, stop, take some pictures. For me, part of the routine of going on a bike ride is to stop and feel the area and take a couple of pictures, have some coffee, and it's amazing. It's completely flat. I think the only way that it has a little bit of hills is crossing Pedras de Vitória, which is a beach actually very close to it as well. The rest of it, it's very nice. Something to experience.
Beautiful. I've paused here because on this video, a couple of these villas keep popping up, or images of these villas keep popping up. This is a project that you're actually involved in, these Key in Hand villas. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about these?
Well, of course. I was highly involved in it, so I take big pride on it. So basically, it's a modern villa, three-bedroom. We actually designed it to be part of the surrounding nature. That's why the house itself is floating. Well, there's a pool on the side. And the main idea in here, especially because we're talking about big plots and they're connected to the natural forest that you just spoke about, so that the garden could be part of that forest, not to detach itself from the surrounding nature. So it's an easy concept to associate. That's why you see the floating villa, so that the garden has a natural flow to it.
They look beautiful. And what strikes me is this combination of the modern, this luxury property, but surrounded by nature and simplicity.
Well, the location is unique, but I think even the dimension of the plots itself, it helps a lot. We're talking about plots with 800 square meters, rightly connected to the forest, which is going to remain there forever. It truly makes the location very special.
Okay, so let's just do this. Do me a favor. Describe your perfect day in a location like this from beginning to end. How would you spend your day?
Well, I'd spend my day. Well, there's a lot of options. I could start off the day with a bike track, taking us, I don't know, from São Pedro do Moel to Paredes de Vitória. Easy ride. Mm-hmm. It's a small one. Have some coffee at the pastry that we spoke about, and end up at lunchtime at Tunico, for example. It's a nice restaurant in the neighborhood. It's unique in terms of seafood and fish. For me, it's probably one of the best restaurants in the Silver Coast. And then we could spend that afternoon in the beach. It's always a nice place to stay. And that would be more or less it.
That sounds like a good day. Sounds like a very, very good day.
It's an amazing place to relax. It makes a huge difference. Something that you only see it when you're there. But it's one of the feelings that you have immediately when you stop your car. It slows down the pace. There's a calm and a relaxation associated to it. I think it's the whole combination that makes the difference.
Fantastic. Luis, thanks so much. I'm going to put some links in the show notes of the podcast for people to watch the video, read a bit more about this area, have a look at the villas. But the best thing is to come, like you said, get out the car, breathe the air, feel the location.
Okay, for sure. Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. And Luis, I'm going to let you call it.
Okay, then that's a wrap.
Please follow the links available for the video about this location, a blog post about this location, and some beautiful houses in this location. Please subscribe, share with your friends, give us a thumbs up, and please leave a comment or a review. We'd love to hear from you. Welcome to The Simple Life.